弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
跟在座的父亲们说一声父亲节快乐。
To all the fathers, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. 我想在父亲节的这一天，
I think on Father's Day,
事实上可能带给每个人都有不同的一种心情。
In reality, it probably presents different emotions for people.
那绝大部分的人的心情大概都是很高兴的。
Of course, for most people, it's a joyous occasion.
那尤其是自己做父亲的呢，心里面总是蛮高兴的。
Of course, if you're a father, you're really happy and joyful.
毕竟今天是庆祝你的这一天。
Today is the day for you.
那父亲节事实上对每个人都有意义的。
But actually, Father's Day should be meaningful for everybody.
因为每个人都有父亲。
Because everyone has a father.
但是呢，我就说了，但是父亲节这一天对每个人所带来的这个心情上面的一个反应可能是不一样的。
But many people have different reactions and emotions towards this day.
啊，有些人想到自己的父亲的时候呢，是非常的喜悦的。
For some people, when they think about their father, it brings joy.
那我们知道有些人在我们当中，他们想到父亲的时候是怀念的。
And for some people, when they think about their fathers, it brings back memories.
那也有少数的人，他们在想到父亲的时候，他们事实上是愤怒的。
Or for some, that it may bring some type of anger.
那父亲节这一天刚好又是主日。
But of course, on Father's Day, it's also Sunday.
我们希望我们能够来到神的面前，从他的话语当中来聆听神的声音。
So we hope that we can come to God's Word and hear Him speak to us.
神借着圣经所教导我们的。
And what God has, will be teaching us through His Word.
都是对我们每一个人都是有益处的。
Everything that He says in His Word is beneficial to us.
我们读圣经的时候
When we read God's word,
我们不是把它读成给别人听的话。
It's not something to we read to others.
我们读圣经的时候，我们在神的面前，我们所想到是神你要对我说什么。
When we read God's word, we have to have the attitude of what does God want to speak to us about?
那神也告诉我们说，整本圣经所有神的话对我们都是有益处的。
And God says the whole Bible is beneficial to us.
所以今天毕竟是父亲节。
So today is Father's Day.
不论我们自己对我们父亲的这个感受是如何。
So no matter what our reaction or feelings are towards our fathers.
或者不论我们自己是父亲与否。
Or if we are a father ourselves or not.
我在祷告准备这篇讲章的时候，我就问神。
As I was praying, preparing for this message, I asked God,
我说神啊，你要我们的教会弟兄姐妹们听到什么样的信息？
And I asked God, what do you want our congregation to hear?
我自己心里面有这样的一个意愿。
And I had this thought myself,
我说希望呢，这篇讲章能够对我们做父亲的有帮助。
And I wish that this message will be beneficial to the fathers.
可是不只是对父亲有帮助。
But not only to the fathers,
对做母这个姊妹们也有帮助。
But also to the sisters,
对还没有成为父亲的弟兄们也有帮助。
Or to the brothers here that are not fathers yet.
可是同时间呢，这篇信息的重点不应该在人的身上，应该在神的身上。
But the focus of the message should not be on man; it should be on God.
是不是你们说这样是不是很好的一个目标啊？
Is that a good goal to have?
结果祷告半天。
Then I prayed for a long time.
这个目标实在是太难了。
This goal is indeed very difficult.
我太太 Cindy 问我说：“你这周要讲什么？”
And my wife asked me, "What are you going to be speaking on this weekend?"
我就说：“这就是我的一些心愿呢。”
And I told her, "Well, these are my wishes."
那我说，她就说：“那你要用哪一节经文呢？”
And she asked me, "Well, what passage will you be using?"
我说：“我想不出来。”
I said, "I don't know yet."
那当然这是一周的开始的时候，不是昨天啊。
Of course, that's not yesterday. This was at the beginning of the week.
那我在祷告的时候呢，我就跟神求，结果神就让我从圣经里面的一段话里面来今天跟各位分享。
So as I was praying, God used this one passage to allow me to share with brothers and sisters.
你们看到今天的讲到的主题是什么？
Do Do you see the title of this today's message?
是箴言三十一章的父亲。
It is from Proverbs 31, father, that's mentioned in Proverbs 31.
箴言三十一篇，你们通常想到的时候想到是什么？
When you think of Proverbs 31, what comes to mind?
才德的妇女，对不对？
Noble woman.
Yeah. 箴言三十篇是讲到姊妹们的学习嘛。
Usually Proverbs 31 is speaking to sisters. What
你要怎么样做一个属神的女人呢？
How can you become a godly woman?
你要怎么样做一个敬虔的妇女啊？
How can you become a righteous woman?
你要怎么样做一个蒙福的妇女啊？
How can you be a blessed woman?
那就去看箴言三十一篇。
Then you should read Proverbs 31.
有才德的妇人，蒙神祝福的人，就是箴言三十一篇的妇人。
A noble woman that is blessed by God is the woman described in Proverbs 31.
可是，当我想说神啊，你要对我们做父亲的说什么的时候
，But when I ask God, well, what do you want us fathers to learn?
因为做父亲在神的眼中是很重要的。
Because a father in God's eyes is very important.
父亲这个角色在神的家中，在这个社会上面，在这个世界里面，从神的角度来看是很重要的。
From God's perspective, the role of a father within the church, within society, within the family is very important.
所以我们要了解怎么样做父亲，我们时候我们会想要说，我们从神的话语里面学智慧。
So then when we say we want to become good fathers, we need to learn from what God's wisdom in His Word.
那我们想到智慧的书信，我们就想到箴言。
Well, when we think about wisdom, Proverbs comes to mind.
箴言三十一篇的确，我们不可否认，它重点是在讲到属神的一个妇女，她是怎么样的一个生活。
Of course, in Proverbs 31, it's really talking mostly about how a noble woman should live.
可是弟兄姐妹，这一位在箴言三十一章的这一位妇人，她是妻子，她是母亲。
But the woman described in Proverbs 31 is also a mother and a wife.
她是妻子，就表示她有个丈夫；她是母亲，表示她有她身边有一个一头跟她养育儿女的父亲。
And because she is a wife, that means she has a husband that partners with her by her side. And because she is a mother, she has children.
所以我们今天从箴言三十一篇，我们来看看这一位箴言三十一篇里面蒙神祝福的妇女，这一位她的先生，这位做父亲的，从神的话语里面我们可以学到什么。
So when we read about this noble woman, let us see what we can learn about the father, that's her husband.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们是感恩的。
Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving.
因为你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
Because you are our Lord and our God.
而且我们知道你是我们的天父。
And we also know that you are our Heavenly Father.
主，我们在地上的父亲，也许是值得我们敬重的。
Perhaps our earthly father, of course, is someone that we respect.
但是你是那位完美让我们敬重的神。
But you are the perfect father that we respect.
主，也许我们在地上的父亲是那位爱我们、呵护我们的。
And even though our earthly father loves us and cares for us,
但是当我们了解我们天父所对给予我们的爱和牺牲的时候，他是比我们地上的父亲好上千倍百倍。
But when we think about the Heavenly Father and your love and your sacrifice, we come to realize that you are way better than our earthly father.
主，也许在我们当中有些人的父亲是让我们失望、让我们愤怒的。
Maybe there are fathers in our midst, some of our own fathers bring disappointment to us.
可是主，我们想到你作为我们的天父，你是那位永远让我们有盼望，而且是永远是让我们能够爱慕的神。
But when we think about you as our Heavenly Father, you're the one that always gives us hope.
所以一切的赞美和感恩都是归于你。
So all praise and thanksgiving belong to you.
愿今天你自己的话语临到我们的当中。
May your word be with us.
让我们能够认清主和你心意的父亲是怎么样的一个生，也是一个怎么样的父亲。
So we can learn what a father that pleases you is like.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的经文是从 箴言第三十一篇，我们是从第十节到第三十一节。
And this morning's passage we will be reading is Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 31.
我们今天从这一段经文里面，我们可以看到四方面，这位箴言三十一篇里面的父亲是怎么样的一个父亲。
And from these verses, we can learn four points about what a father should be.
作为父母
，as parents，
我们常常会觉得说，我们养育孩子的时候，我们做很多错。
And we often think we make many mistakes as we raise our children.
教养他们教养的不好。
Sometimes we discipline them, not make mistakes in disciplining them.
我们看见孩子的一些短处或者他们的一些这个缺点，我们就会觉得是我们没做好。
And sometimes when we see their flaws or the mistakes that they make, we may think that we didn't do a good job parenting.
我自己有这样的一个观念，我也常跟人分享。
I have these thoughts, and sometimes I share this.
就是做父母的，事实上没有所谓对和错。
Actually, as parents, there's really no right and wrong.
只有做不做。
Only if you've done it or not.
只要父母是尽心尽力的去教养儿女。
If as parents you do your best in parenting them.
孩子的成就，我们做对了，我们感谢神。
So the results of the child, if it's a good, we praise God.
我们做错的，我们也感谢神。
And the mistakes that we make, we also praise God.
因为我们可以感谢神，让我们从错中学习。
Because we can learn from the mistakes that we've made.
我们可以从我们错中，我们可以去依靠神。
And even though we make those mistakes, we can still rely on God.
因为教养儿女，或者说是一个做父亲的这样的一个责任和身份，是神所要我们去追求的。
Because the role of a good father is what God wants us to pursue.
因为这个角色是神要我们所做的，所以呢，我们唯一的错。
Because this role is what God wants us to play, so the only mistake
是我们不去做
is that we don't obey and do them.
我们不去了解怎么样做父亲。
We don't try to learn how to become a good father.
我们不愿意去学怎么样做父亲。
We're unwilling to learn.
我们不愿意去担这个责任。
And we're unwilling to take on the responsibility.
可惜的就是我们也就不能明白各中的喜乐。
But then we would miss all the joy of being a good father.
我不知道多少人当决定要有孩子的时候。
I don't know how many of us that when they decide to have children.
你是先考虑自己能不能做父亲。
Do you consider if you would be a good father or not?
我觉得大部分的人想都是只想到这一点。
I think the majority of us, when we think about having children, we think about this.
就是要不要孩子。
Should we have children?
对不对？我要孩子，所以我就去生孩子。
Because I want children, then I would work at.
一般人不是说我想要当父亲，所以我去生孩子。
Not many of us think, oh, I want to become a father, so I go and have children.
我自己也是如此。
I'm the same way.
我知道孩子是神所赐的产业。
I know that children is an inheritance given by God.
我知道神在创造人的时候就说你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
And I know that when God created man, He commanded that we should multiply and be fruitful.
你知道我什么时候发现我需要做父亲
？Do you know when did I realize that I should become a father?
你是怀孕前还是怀孕后？你觉得
？Is it before? Conception or after?
是怀孕后。
It's after.
然后呢？是什么时候？是知道孩子性别之后。
And it's also after I realized the sex of the baby.
前几个月怀孕的时候，我每次讲到这个孩子的时候，我跟Cindy说，我就会说他，我用英文就说 he.
Many months before realizing knowing the gender of the baby, I always referred to the baby as a he.
他就想，他说你为什么觉得他是男孩子？为什么你都说 he？
So my wife would ask me, well, why do you think that going to be a boy?
我说我不知道他是男的还女的。
Actually, I responded, I don't know if he will be a boy or a girl.
我说我也不在乎他是男的是女的。
And I don't really care if it's a boy or a girl.
可是很自然的，我觉得我只知道怎么样去养一个男孩子，我不会养女孩子。
But very naturally, I only know how I would be able to raise a boy, not a girl.
那当我们发现我们老大是女孩的时候
，And when we realized our first child was a girl，
我就很紧张。
And I became very nervous.
我怎么样子去做一个女孩子的父亲啊？
How can I become a father to a girl?
我是有一个妹妹。
I do have a sister, a younger sister. She's also here today.
我从来不知道怎么样做一个好哥哥。
I never knew how to be a good older brother.
如果她是一个弟弟，我好像比较容易跟她相处。
If she was a younger brother, then I probably would get along a little bit better.
那感谢主，他赐给我一个女儿。
But thank God that he gave us, blessed us with a girl.
让我学会怎么样做一个女孩子的爸爸。
So that I can learn how to be a good father to a girl.
当然生到老三的时候，神赐给我们一个儿子。
Then of course on our third one, God blessed us with a boy.
那我这个很有智慧的太太就老跟我讲，你要做这个男孩子的爸爸。
So then my wife, full of wisdom, asked, "Well, you need to be a good father to this boy."
那我那时候发现，原来做女孩子的爸爸跟做男孩子的爸爸有不一样的爸爸身份和办法去教导他们。
Then I learned very soon that raising a girl and a boy is very different.
但是要怎么去做爸爸？
Well, how can I become a father to them?
妈妈们多半在怀孕要生小孩的时候会看书。
Usually for mothers, they would read all different types of books during their pregnancy.
你们当妈妈的在怀孕的时候有看书的人，可不可以举手一下？
Can you raise your hand if you've read books during your pregnancy?
Okay. 那当爸爸的在怀孕的时候看有看书的爸爸，可不可以举手一下？
Are there any fathers that read their books during the pregnancy?
Oh. 也有，真是感谢主啊。
Praise God, there are a few.
感谢主，我刚看到我的岳父举手了，感谢主。
I saw my father-in-law raise his hand. Praise God, that's a blessing.
那但是呢，弟兄们好像举手的少一点啊。
But it seems like there are less brothers in our midst.
那我们看的书多半是养孩子，对不对？
But usually the books are about raising children.
怎么样给他们健康？怎么样给他们营养？
How do we give them nutrition?
怎么样子也许可以去注意他们的心情，还有这个。感情的成长
or pay attention to their emotional development.
怎么样让他们在社交上面可以跟其他的孩子玩得好
and how can they socialize and play well and get along with others?
可能我们去看怎么样去带领他们，让他们的智力可以得到挑战，然后他们往后的人生道路上面可以奠定一个好的基础
or we see how we read about how they can we can raise them to be independent and they can have a good foundation as they grow.
可是这就是做父亲吗？
But is that what all there is to being a father?
就是让孩子能够吃得好，穿得好。
So that our children can eat well and be well clothed.
可以进到好的学校。
And go into a good school.
然后呢，帮助他们能够找到好的工作。
And help them land a good job.
帮他们找到一个好的太太。
And a good wife.
然后他们需要的时候，我们能够供应他。
And when they're in need, that we can provide for them.
然后他们错的时候，我们可以打他。
And when they make a mistake, we can discipline them.
是不是这个就是做爸爸呢？
Is that the responsibility of a father?
所以圣经里面描写的这位父亲在箴言三七章的时候是怎么样的一个父亲呢？
So how does Proverbs 31 illustrate how a father should be?
第一点我们来看到的是
And the first point
这位父亲他的心里面是倚靠他的妻子的。
And the heart of this husband trusts in his wife.
第十一节
Verse 11.
她丈夫心里倚靠她必不缺少利益
And in verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain.
这里面所讲到的是丈夫这位父亲他对他的太太完完全全的一个信靠
And what this is talking about is that for this husband,his heart absolutely and completely trusts in his wife.
而这个信靠是从心里面去信靠他的。
And this trust comes from within the heart.
男人比较不会讲到心里面的事情。
Usually men, it's difficult for men to talk about feelings.
女人很容易讲到心里面的事情。
It's much simpler for a woman to talk about feelings.
男人比较能够讲到理性上面的事情。
Men often is easier to talk about logic.
可能我们在理性上面依靠我们的妻子，可是圣经上面告诉我们，这个父亲他是从心里面就完全的依靠他的这位太太。
Perhaps we often lean on our wife for on emotions, but here in the passage it says in his heart he completely trusts in his wife.
我们要看清楚，这个讲到的是依靠，不是依赖。
Now, saying is that the husband trusts in her, not depend on her.
Right. 是从心里面就完完全全将这个人交在他的妻子的手中，让他的妻子能够去帮助他和照顾他。
So in this man's heart, he completely trusts in her for his well-being.
你知道我们有时候有一个观念，就是丈夫在家里面做爸爸的要做一个头。
You know, oftentimes we have this perception that as a father, we need to be head of the house.
这个观念不是错的。
And this concept is not wrong.
只是我们不知道做头怎么去做。
It's just that sometimes we don't know how to be the head of the house.
我们有时候觉得说，我既然是一家之主，我是做头的，所以我什么事都要管。
So sometimes when we think about the head of the house, that means we need to be in control of everything.
所以家里面的事情是归我管。
So the things of the house I need to be in control of.
家里面的家务事是我管。
All the chores around the house I need to be in control.
孩子是我管。
The children need to be in control.
妻子是我管。
And the wife needs to be in my control.
那孩子跟家务事我交给我的妻子去管。
And then the chores I delegate to my wife to care for.
然后妻子做什么事情呢？我都要去管。
And whatever my wife does, I need to be in control of that.
因为我是主嘛。
Because I'm the head.
可是你知道圣经里面告诉我们，你作为一位一家之主，我们做的不是去管。
But in God's word, actually, to be the head of the house is not to be in control.
我们是学习如何去信靠我们的妻子。
It is to learn how to trust in our wife.
我们能够信靠我孩子的妈妈。
We can trust in our children's mother.
我是完完全全从心中毫无保留的去信靠她。
It's in my heart, I trust her with no reservation.
当一个做父亲的可以这样子从心里倚靠他的妻子的时候，你看圣经上面告诉我们，就说这个丈夫他就不会缺少，他就任何的利益都不会缺少。
Now when a man puts his trust in her with all of his heart, then in the second part of this verse it says he will have no lack of gain.
而且第十二节告诉我们说，这位丈夫，这位父亲，他就发现他的一生当中就是有益无损的。
And then you see in verse 12, this husband and father will have good and no harm all the days of her life.
怎么样叫做信靠？怎么叫信靠妻子？
Now, what does it mean to trust in the wife?
我可以给各位一些建议。
I can give some suggestions.
我们如果信靠我们的妻子，
If we are to trust in our wife,
我们心里面完全的能够依靠她。
Our heart completely trusts her.
我们的生活，我们的一切都交给她。
Our life and everything completely we entrust in our hands.
那当我们在家里面分工的时候，让妻子所做的事情，我们不需要去管。
So that means all the things that are delegated to our wife in the house, I don't need to have any worry.
一个属神的父亲不会怕他的妻子做事情会做得不得力。
A father in the house, father would not worry that his wife will not be a good mother.
妻子做事情的方式可能跟我不一样。
How my wife does things may be very different from how I do things.
她处理家务的方式不一样，她带领孩子的方式可能跟我有一点不一样。
The way she takes care of the house and the way that she raises up the children may have a different style than me.
她吃饭的口味可能跟我不一样，她用钱的方式可能跟我不一样。
The way her some of the food that she likes and the way that she uses money may be different from me.
可是我可以完完全全的让她去管理。
But I can completely entrust in her hands.
薪水领到的时候，直接进到太太的账户里。
Direct deposit goes directly into the wife's bank account.
Actually, your salary goes direct deposit into your wife's bank account.
Yeah. Your own salary goes direct deposit into your wife's account.
这个叫做从心里面完全的倚靠。
Then that means you completely put your trust in her.
我敢这样讲，因为我有这样做。
I can say this because I do the same thing.
不是说每个人都是这不是唯一一个依靠妻子的一个代表。
Now that's not a representation of the only way of trusting in your wife.
但是这是表现的一个层面。
But it is one way.
你知道箴言三十一篇里面讲到的这个妇女，谁都要娶。
You know the woman that Proverbs 31 talks about, everybody would want to marry.
是一个有在神的面前是一个敬虔的妇女。
She is a godly woman.
她是一个勤快的妇人。
And she is hardworking.
这一段经文里面告诉我们，天还没亮的时候，就来为家里面煮饭，打理这个一家一天生活所有的需要。
And in the passage, it says, before the sun comes up, she's already taking care of all the things of the household.
然后不但如此呢，她还喜欢做生意，做买卖。
Not only so, but she's also into business.
啊，投资房地产。
And she also invests in real estate.
然后她投资就赚钱。
And she's profitable in all her business.
她喜欢帮助有需要的人。
And she also helps the needy.
谁不要娶这样的一个太太？
Who wouldn't want to marry a woman like this?
可是问题是，这样的一个太太愿意嫁给什么样的男人呢？
But the question is, this type of woman, who would she want to marry? What kind of man would she want to marry?
神会给她预备的是一个完全依靠神，而且是一个属灵的先生，对不对？
Of course, God will provide someone that relies and loves God.
这位做父亲的，他能够将他的心交给他的太太，使他的太太有完全的安全感。
So this father would entrust himself with all his heart to the wife so that his wife can have security.
最终这位父亲他自己得到的喜乐和享受是太太的照顾和帮助。
So in the end, the joy that comes to the husband is the care that is provided by his wife.
我们如果要做一个好的父亲，
If we want to become a good father,
我们要学习怎么样去全心的依靠我们的太太。
We need to learn how to completely trust our wife.
我们要学习看见她在神的面前，她替我们家里面所做的一切。
We need to learn how to see and value what she does for the house.
我们能够让我们的妻子能够完全的感受到从我们这边得来的安全感。
We need to learn how to have our wife feel complete security from us.
这是第一个层面，心里依靠我们的妻子。
That is the first point, is that we need to trust our wife with all of our heart.
第二，我们来看第十五节和十六节。
The second point, let's look at verse 15 and 16.
这位妻子还没有到黎明的时候，她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当做的工分派给婢女。她想到田地，就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
She rises while it is yet night, and provides food for her household, and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard.
然后从十六节到二十二节，我们就是看到她所想要做的一切。
And then from verse 16 to 22, we see everything that she wishes to do.
她非常的勤奋。
She's very hardworking.
她心里面所想到的有许许多多要做的事情。
There are many things that she set her mind to do.
家里面有做不完的家事。
There are chores around the house.
可是是她想要做的家事。
It's also the chores that she wants to get
done. 她还想要二十节帮助周遭困苦的人，这个穷乏的人。
And in verse 20, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
然后我们看见她为家里面预备，所以到了冬天下雪的时候，家里面不怕冷。然后呢，自己家里面也有该穿的衣服，还有保暖的这些毯子。
And in verse 21, she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet.
可是从这里面我们看见这位做爸爸的是怎么样的一个爸爸呢？
But then in here, we also see, well, the role of the husband as a father.
第一，我们看到这位父亲也是一个勤奋的父亲。
But we also see that this husband as a father is also very hardworking.
我们可以看见，当然，我们可以看见这个勤奋的父亲也是一早就起来。
We can also see that this father here also wakes up very early.
要准备去做事。
To do his work.
如果他不早起的话，他的太太也不用早起了。
If he doesn't wake up early, then his wife doesn't need to wake up early.
我们家最早起来的是我太太。
In my family, the first person that wakes up is my wife.
因为她早上要起来，因为孩子要去上学。
And she needs to wake up because she needs to get the kids ready for school.
帮助孩子们把他们的早餐准备好，还要帮助他们把他一天的课业该带去学校的事情都带好。
She prepares the breakfast and she has to get all of the homework ready for the kids.
但是如果爸爸早上不需要早起，
But if the father doesn't need to wake up early,
或者睡得很晚，
or he sleeps in,
或者没事干，
or he has nothing to do,
那这个太太也不需要早起来帮忙帮补家里。
Then the wife doesn't need to also wake up early and help out around the house.
所以这里讲到的不是一个勤奋的妻子替一个懒惰的丈夫在做事情。
But here it's not talking about a hardworking wife just serving a lazy husband.
我们可以看见，隐约的可以看见这一个整个家庭运作的方式都是以一个勤奋为中心的一个生活方式。
Now when we look at this passage, we can see the operations of this family focused around hardworking.
这个做爸爸的不但他自己本身勤奋做一个好榜样。
Now this husband as a father is not only hardworking, but he also sets a good example.
我们看到他是一个全力支持他妻子的一个丈夫。
He is a husband that completely supports his wife.
这个箴言三十一篇里面的这个妇人，她有很多她想要做的事情。
Now in verse 31, Proverbs 31, in this passage, this woman has a lot of things on her mind that she sets to do.
她不是只有在家里面煮饭给我们吃，然后清洁打扫而已啊。
She not only just cooks, and feeds the family, and cleans up around the house.
她自己心中有许许多多的意念，还有许许多多的目标她想要去做。
She also has many goals.And things that she wants to accomplish.
你看得出来这个妇人她想要做什么她就做什么。
And here you see that this woman, what she sets out to do, she goes about to do it.
你就看见这位做爸爸的他在后面的全力的支持。
Then you can see that this husband, as a father, is in the background supporting her.
妻子早上起来替家里面准备好食物，但是家里面有许许多多的事情她分配好了。
She wakes up early in the morning and she gets all the things of the household ready and she gets everything planned out.
也许是为了家里面的需用，也许是为了自己的这个成就，她去做事情。
So whether if it's because it's for the family or things that she needs to plan for her own business.
但是第十六节我们看见她是完全有自由的。
And in verse 16, you can see that she has complete freedom.
她想要得到这个田地，她就去买来。
In verse 16, she considers a field, and then she goes out and buys it.
她想要做的事情，她就得到她丈夫的支持。
Whatever she sets in her mind, she has the support from her husband.
精神上面的支持，经济上面的支持。
That's emotional and financial support.
她要做的就做。
She'll do it when she sets out to do whatever is in her mind.
有些人有这样的观念，好像觉得这个信主的姊妹们不能出去工作。
Seems like there's a perception that sisters in the Lord should not go and work.
好像一个属灵的妇人就只要在家里面带小孩，然后照顾丈夫就好了。
Or there's an idea that if you need to be a spiritual woman.You should stay at home to care for the children and your husband.
这绝对不是圣经上面的教导。
That is not the teaching of the Bible.
一个属神的丈夫，一个做爸爸的，要能够了解，事实上我们要能够支持我们的妻子做她想要做的事情。
A godly husband should know that it is God's teaching that he needs to support his wife to do whatever she sets out to do.
我记得我有一次听见一个人这样讲，一个丈夫这样讲。
I remember one time a husband said,
这个人不是基督徒。
And this person was not a believer.
但他当然是半开玩笑讲的。
Of course, just jokingly, he said,
他说他们是印度人移民来美国。
And they're immigrants from India.
他说我有两个儿子。
He said, I have two sons.
我们要给他们最好的教育。
And I want to provide them the best education.
他们人也很聪明。
And they're very smart.
所以呢，后来都是上 MIT, Harvard.
And they went on to MIT and Harvard.
然后呢，都是硕士、博士学位。
And they all have masters and doctorate degrees.
然后学位得到了以后，各个的大医学院、大这个有名的学校都要请他们去他们那边做事。
And after graduating with their degrees, universities want to hire them to work for them.
有人就说，那你他太太是不是在家里面带这些孩子帮助他们呢？
So then did the wife stay at home to help them?
他说开玩笑。
He said, no way.
他说养孩子要花很多钱呢。
You know, raising children is expensive.
而且我受不了太太常在家。
And I can't stand my wife always being at home.
所以我叫我太太去外面工作。
So I told her, go out and work.
我听到的时候，那个一开始听到的时候对我来说很刺耳。
Once I heard that, it was actually piercing to my ears.
那他半开玩笑的这样讲。
Of course, he said that half jokingly.
那半开玩笑表示另外一半事实上真是他的心，这是他很想要做的一件，他的想法就是如此。
He said that half jokingly. Well, then that means part of it is he actually believes in it.
他说我派我的太太去外面工作，替我们家里面赚钱。
And he says I commanded my wife to go out and to make money.
圣经里面没有叫我们做先生的派太太去外面 做事情。
Now in God's word, it never says that we command our wives to go out and work.
但是当一个太太她自己有心愿有意愿要在外面做事情的时候。
But when our wife has the heart and the will to go out and work.
如果你想要的是这样一位箴言三十一篇的太太的话。
If the wife that you want is like the woman in Proverbs 31.
让你这个做丈夫做爸爸得到好处得到利益的人。
So that you, as a husband and a father, can have good and not harm.
我们看见你是要全力的去支持你太太的心愿的。
We see that you need to completely support what she has said to do.
当然后来我碰到了这个人的太太。
And then after I met this man's wife.
这个太太自己本身是一个 PhD.
And his wife is a PhD herself.
比他先生还聪明。
He's actually smarter than her husband.
而且还能干。
And also more capable.
所以他自己要在外面做事的。
So of course she wants to go work herself.
所以男人就是这样子，对不对？
Of course men are always like this.
在外面讲的自己好像很老大的样子。
Outside to other people, they may talk a big talk.
事实上他管不住他的太太。
In reality, she cannot control.
他太太自己要做事，他没办法叫他不去做事。
He can't command his wife.
Okay.所以第二点就是呢，箴言三十一篇里面讲到这个父亲是全心全力支持妻子的这个丈夫。
So the second point, this husband as a father, completely supports his wife.
第三点
，the third point，
这个箴言第三十一章里面讲到的这个父亲，就是属合神心意的蒙福的一个父亲。
This husband as a father is one that pleases God and is blessed by God.
第二十三节
，in verse 23，
她的丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
所以，首先我要厘清一个错误的这个了对箴言三十一章错误的了解。
So first, I need to clarify something.
这一节第二十三节造成许多人的困扰。
Many people get confused with this verse.
尤其是姐妹们
especially the sisters.
哇，读了箴言三十一篇。
When they read Proverbs 31,
要做一个箴言三十一篇的女人多难呐！
It's so difficult to be the woman talked about in Proverbs 31.
要爱丈夫，照顾丈夫。
Need to love the husband and care for the husband.
啊，给他穿衣服，给他吃。
Need to clothe him and give him food.
啊，帮他照顾他的孩子。
And care for his children,
还要去外面工作赚钱
and also go out and work,
还要在服侍这个穷人，教会里面还要有很多服侍
and also care for the needy and the poor, and also serve in the church.
然后呢，这些全做完了，就让丈夫坐在城门口跟人家聊天
And then after doing all of this, you allow the husband to just talk and shoot the breeze with the elders.
那有些呢？有些信徒，这个有些做爸爸的呢，也以为是这样子了解。
And many fathers also have this understanding.
因为我的妻子在家里面把我所有的事情都打点好，所以我可以到城门口跟其他男人一起聊天。
Because my wife has already taken care of everything in the house, of course now I have the time to go and shoot the breeze with other men.
错误。
That is wrong.
什么样叫做 在我在城门口能够与本地的长老同坐，然后并且被人认识啊。
What does it mean to be known in the gates and sit among the elders of the land?
这里讲到的是一个父亲，是一个丈夫，是一个被人敬重的人。
What this is talking about is this husband as a father is respected by others.
而且他不但是为了他自己的需要他去努力，不但是为他自己的家庭的需要他去努力，他去关心这个社会群众上面的需要。
He not only cares for the needs of his own, himself and his family, but he also cares about the land and the society.
他会在乎教会里面的事情。
He would care for the business of the church.
他会在乎社会上面的发生的事情。
He would care about what happens in the society.
他会想到属于我们这一块地土，我们土地，我们所生长生存的地方的安危。
And he cares about the well-being of the land that he lives in.
那他为什么会受人敬重呢？
Why would he be respected by others?
不是因为他只会 他会说话或批评或评论。
It's not just because he can criticize and he has his own opinions.
那是因为他对这个社会上面的人群，对教会里面的大环境的人的需要，他有投入和贡献。
Because he invests his time and he participates in the well-being ofsociety and the, and others and people in the church as well.
坐在城门口，如果只是乘凉聊天的话，那不是做长老。
If you are just shooting in the breeze at the gates, then you are not an elder.
你之所以在当时能够做长老，那是做一个领导的地位。
If you sit among the elders, you play the role of a leader.
你所谈论的事情不但是自己的需要，家庭的需要，你讲到的是神的国度的需要，你讲到的是这个社会上面有没有走在神的心意的事情上面。
What you will be discussing among these elders is the well-being of the church and the well-being of society if they're following God's path.
你不是只是看，你不是只是评。
You're not just an observer and it's someone that just criticizes.
你去参与，你去投入，你去贡献。
You participate and you contribute.
成为一个受人敬重的人。
You are someone that is respected by others.
当我们作为一个父亲，开始让妻子看见，让孩子看见，我们这是我们做人的方向和做人的一个责任，我们作为他们的榜样。
When we as husbands and fathers, when we do these things and are respected by others, then you become an example to your children.
这是合神的心意。
That pleases God's heart.
这也让我们的太太，这也让我们的孩子看见我们的人，他们就从心里面会敬重我们。
Then your husband, your wife and your children, as they see you, then they would respect you.
讲到这里，
When we come to this part,
我需要提一点。
I need to bring something up.
我没有做到这个地步。
I'm not at this point.
我今天要跟各位分享的四点，我都不能说我做到了。
The four points that I'm sharing, I cannot say to you that I've reached all of these.
但是呢，我们讲到我们没有做到，但是我们这当中，神，我们感谢神的，就是他给我们一个方向，他给我们一个原则，让我们去努力。
Even though that we haven't fulfilled all of these four points, but God gives us.This goal so that we can pursue and work hard at it.
所以这不是 James 要给各位的四点做父亲的教导，这是神的话语给我们四点我们努力的方向。
So this is not the four points that the teachings of James, but this is what God has provided us as a goal to pursue.
好，所以我们现在看到三点了。
So we've already gone through three points.
第一点，
the first point,
作为合神心意的父亲，我们要怎么样？
To be a father after God's own heart.
我们要从心里面全心的去倚靠妻子。
We need to trust our wife with all of our heart.
第二点是什么？
What is the second point?
我们要能够全力的支持我们的妻子。
We need to completely support our wife.
那第三点是什么？
What is the third point?
我们要做一个受人敬重。对教会、对社会有投入、有负责、有贡献的人。
We need to be one that is respected by others because of our participation and our contribution to the church and to society.
这个我们平常在教会好像不太常讲。
This is something that we don't really bring up in the church.
我们讲个人，我们讲家庭。
We always talk about the individual or the family.
可是我们怎么样对教会，我们怎么样关注神的国？
But how do we contribute to God's kingdom?
福音怎么样能够渗透入这个社会和这个国家，使得这个社会和国家能够成为神的国？
How can the gospel go out and infiltrate society and culture so that the culture and society can come back to God?
这是我们作为一家之主，这是我们作为父亲的一个责任。
That is the responsibility of a father and the head of the household.
如果社会里面、国家里面有神，我们的孩子才会有，他们才会得到照顾，是不是？
If our society and our country has God, then our families will be cared for.
我们孩子的孩子才可能在一个有盼望、有神保障的这个保守之下成长。
Then our children's children can grow up with a security.
所以这个父亲他是在城门口能够跟社会上面、教会里面的这一群长老们同坐。
So that is why this husband can be known in the gates and sit among the elders of the land.
然后是让众人认识的。
And is known by others.
你知道让众人认识的人是一个敢负责任的人。
Do you know that to be known by others is someone that is willing to take on responsibility?
不但是敢负责任，是，然后是会负责任的人。
Not only someone that takes on the responsibility, but is also responsible.
因为没有责任的人就是不做事的人。
Because someone that does not have responsibility is someone that does not willing to do anything.
不做事的人就是没有人知道的人。
And someone that doesn't do anything will not be known by others.
好，最后一点。
Now the last point.
最后一点可以算是这四点里面，四点都重要，但是我觉得这第四点是特别值得我们要去注意的。
Now when we come to the last point, all four points are important, but this last point is more important for us to focus on.
对，第二十八节。
Verse 28.
他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他。
Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also as he praises her.
所以第四点就是呢，这个箴言三十一章里面的这个父亲是一个会称赞妻子的父亲。
So this husband as a father in Proverbs 31 is a husband that knows how to praise his wife.
一个父亲是一个会称赞他孩子的妈的一个丈夫。
It is a father that knows how to praise the mother of his children.
这个是称赞哦，这个不是奉承。
Now this is praising and not
flattery.
Flattery.
Okay. 我们要学会称赞我们的妻子。
We need to learn how to praise our wife.
你知道称赞跟奉承的不同吗？
Do you know the difference between praising and flattery?
一个是从内心发出的，是没有要求回馈的。
One is from the heart and is doesn't ask for anything in return.
一个是表面的，是要达到某种目的手段的。
Another is on the surface and wants something in return.
今天你好漂亮。
Today you're very beautiful.
你可不可以帮我洗衣服？
Can you please do the laundry?
那个不是称赞。
That is not praising.
那个是奉承。
That is flattery.
你今天好美。
Today you're very beautiful.
我们去喝杯咖啡吧。
Let's go have a cup of coffee.
这个就是称赞了。
And that's praise.
但是我们要学习怎么样称赞我们的妻子。
But we must learn how to praise our wife.
我们不太会称赞人。
Sometimes we don't really know how to praise other people.
当我们要称赞人的时候，代表什么？
When we want to praise other people, what does that represent?
代表我们很在意这个人。
That means that we really care about this person.
我们很注意这个人。
And
we pay
attention to this person.
所以可以从这个人的身上，我们看见他们的努力，我们可以看见他们的辛酸，我们可以看见他们背后许许多多不为人知道的一些这个投入。
So when we pay attention to this person, we can empathize and see the difficulties that they're having, the struggles that they're having.
我们说，说，他 太太。
Let me say, wife.
你是一个很细心的人。
You are a very caring person.
我们的孩子都是因为有你的关系呢，所以他们得到很大的祝福。
Our children are very blessed because you care for them.
因为你对他们的照料是这么的无微不至。你对他们的照料是这么的细心。
Because you care for them with such detail.
那么的仔细。
With such detail.
因为为什么可以这样子称赞她？
Why are you able to praise her like this?
因为你从小事上面看见你的妻子是这样子在照顾你的孩子。
Because you can see from the smallest of things, that is how your wife cares for your children.
我们如果不去仔细的关心注意一个人的时候，
When we don't pay attention to all the details of a person,
我们常常对人很自然的反应反而是一些埋怨。
Oftentimes, we have bitterness and criticize.
因为当我们是以一个被动的心态在对待我们妻子的时候
，When we are very reactive in how we deal with our wife，
她的那些努力、耕耘和投入，我们事实上不会有什么感觉。
All of the stuff that she does in the background, all the struggles and challenges that she has, we wouldn't feel a thing。
可是她讲了一句话，做了一个什么事啊，不合我的胃口或不合我的习惯，我就有了一个反应。
Because she does something or says something that displeases me, then I have a reaction.
那因为我有个反应，所以我讲的就是批评。
And because I have a reaction, I would criticize her.
所以我就要去管。
Then I would want to be in control.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们来看这一位丈夫，他是称赞他妻子的丈夫。
But here in verse 28, we see that this husband praises his wife.
当我们做父亲的学习称赞我们妻子的时候
，For us as fathers, when we learn how to praise our wife,
我们为什么要学这点？因为我们不是只是为了讨妻子的欢喜啊。
And why do we need to learn this? It's not just so that we can please our wife.
我们是给我们的孩子做一个榜样。
It is also setting an example for our children.
什么叫做爱
？What is love?
什么叫做家庭？
What is a family?
所以我们看见这个家里面的儿女，他们会起来称赞他们的母亲，会说你是一个有福的人。
That is why her children will rise up and call her blessed.
在这个家庭里面，我们看见他们是学会感恩的人。
We see that this family, the children in this family knows how to give thanks.
他们是知道怎么样子从心里面去赞美人的人。
And they are people that know how to please people up.Praise people from their hearts.
他们是知道怎么样去注意关心人的人。
And they are people that know how to pay attention and care for people.
对一个妻子来讲
，to a wife，
当我们赞美他们的时候
，when we learn how to praise them，
他们的外貌打扮的称赞，这只是很表面的事情。
And how they put themselves together outwardly，
但是他们每日在我们家里面为了我们。为了我们做丈夫的、做父亲的，他们的辛苦，为了孩子们他们的牺牲，这些是我们要学习去看、去赞美的。
We not only praise them for their how they are put together outwardly, but we need to learn how to praise them for all the little things and all the stuff that they do behind the scenes in to care for the house.
你想要有一个诗篇这个箴言三十一篇的妇人作为妻子吗？
Do you want this noble woman described in Proverbs 31 as your wife?
你要学会如何去赞美这个诗篇三十一的妇人，就是你的妻子。
Then you need to learn how to praise your wife.
你不会赞美她的美德。
You wouldn't only praise her for her beauty.
Her nobility or her characters, right?If you don't know how to praise her for her characters and for her nobility, 如果我们不知道怎么样去为着她属灵上面的追求和她对生活和对家庭的牺牲，我们能够献给她这种赞美的话
，If we don't know how to praise her for her pursuit of godliness and righteousness,
如果我们常常对他们的只是我们的这种反应。
If we only have just negative reactions to what they do.
讲的话不太客气。
Speaking in a bad tone, manner.
然后呢，要不然就是批评。
Or just criticism.
要不然就是不理不睬。
Or don't even speak to them.
本来神赐给你一个是箴言三十一篇的太太啊。
Actually, God has already given you a wife like the noble woman in Proverbs 31.
结果因为你不懂得怎么样真正的赞美她。
Because you don't know how to really praise her.
慢慢她就被你磨得不像这个箴言三十一章里面的妇人了。
And slowly, she has been molded into something else.
所以今天我们看到这四点。
So today we see these four points.
让这四点成为我们做父亲从神里面给我们来的一个方向和目标。
Let these four points be a goal and a pursuit for us.
我们要学习真的是从心里面完全的去依靠我们的妻子。
We need to learn how to trust our wife with all of our heart.
让她从我们这边得到完完全全的安全感。
So that she can completely feel secure from us.
我们要能够学习全力的去支持我们的妻子。
And we need to also be completely supportive of our wife.
她的生活和生命不是围绕着我。
Her life does not surround me.
她的生命和生活也不是只是围绕着我们的孩子。
And her life does not just surround our kid.
她也有她自己的追求，她也有神给她的托付。
She has her own calling and what God has called her to do.
我们作为父亲的，从神那边，我们要学习怎么样全力的支持他们。
As a husband, we need to learn how to completely support them.
第三，我们作为父亲。
And third, as fathers.
不是只是我们自己家庭里面的需要。
Not just the needs of our family.
我们要为了我们的家庭，为了我们的孩子，为了神，我们要能够在社会上面被人敬重。
For the sake of our wife and our children, we need to be respected by others.
我们不要只是观察和批评。
We don't want to be observers and people that criticize.
我们要投入。
We need to participate.
我们要负责。
And we need to be responsible.
我们要贡献。
And we need to contribute.
最后，我们要学习称赞我们的妻子。
And lastly, we need to learn how to praise our wife.
让我们的孩子看见他们的妈妈是被我们爱的。
So that our children can see that their mother is loved by us.
让我们的孩子知道做父亲合神心意的父亲是什么样的样子。
Let our children see what a father that pleases God is like.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own word.
也愿神祝福我们在座所有的父亲们。
And may God bless all the fathers in our midst.